Bonus episode 12, Memorial Weekend Survival.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy Memorial Weekend. Yes, this is a bonus episode, and I am so excited that you've taken just a few minutes. And I don't want to keep you very long, because guess what? You are here to celebrate with your family and your friends. So I'm glad you're taking time out. I'm so glad you're here. I wish I was at your barbecue. Seriously, are you going to invite me? I would love to have some lemonade or sweet tea with you. Okay, so we're going to jump right on in, because you need to know all about the Memorial Weekend Survival. Now, I don't know about you, but as I say, every day for us is a party around here. Truly, it is. And when we come together, though, during these special events, there are things that I try to make it extra special. And this is one thing that I really believe deep down in my heart. The quote is actually from me. Kind of strange that I'm quoting myself, but it is. There's no fun in stress, and stress doesn't make you stronger. Take time to breathe, to remember, and to celebrate your blessings. Happy Memorial Weekend. Seriously, you need to take time to breathe, you need to take time to remember, and you need to take time to celebrate. Memorial Weekend here in the United States is very important. It's the time that we set aside to remember those who have sacrificed, those who have given their lives to really give us the freedom that we have. In other countries, you all have different celebrations. And so wherever you are in your walk and within your country, I would really encourage you, whether or not it's set aside like we do for Memorial Weekend here in May in the U.S., take time to remember those who did sacrifice, whether they gave their life or whether they have served time for you to have the blessings that you have, because those shouldn't go unnoticed. But one thing I think we do when we have these longer weekends, I mean, for us, we get what we call a three-day weekend. Our weekend is usually just Saturday and Sunday, and our work week is Monday through Friday here. I know in other countries, you all do it a little bit differently, which fascinates me how everybody does things differently. But when it comes to having parties, we all like to eat. We all like to have social events and come together. But those social events cause stress. And really, do we need the stress? No. And stress doesn't make us stronger, right? Those S&Ss don't go together. In fact, we really do need to take time to breathe. We need to take time to remember and take time to celebrate all the blessings. Now, one way you can do that, okay? Actually, there's three ways you can do this, okay? Number one is remember the reason. It's the relationship celebration. There's a reason why you're coming together. There's a reason why you are, whether it's friends that are gathering or family, regardless of what it is, there's a relationship there. That's the reason you're celebrating, not just because you want to have hamburgers and hot dogs, American style, right? No, there's a relationship there. So number one, remember the reason, and that is this is a relationship celebration. Number two, you heard me, episode 139, what? Keep it simple. We're all about the KISS, right? The keep it simple strategy. That's what you need to do here. Keep it simple, all right? Don't leave yourself and make excuses to stay locked up in the kitchen while everybody else is doing things, right? Either if you need help, bring people into the kitchen with you, okay? Celebrate that relationship. There is no reason why you should be stressing, okay, all by yourself. If you're going to stress, you might as well bring in a few helpers. At least that's my opinion, right? That's why I bring in all the kiddos with me. Okay, and number three, most importantly, is to have fun too. You know, we like to sometimes get stuck in our busyness. We like to one-up someone, like, oh, well, I did this, and oh, we had this. We had a bonfire, and oh, we had this too, and then we had sparklers and whatever. No. What it boils down to is that you need to have fun. If you are not having fun, do you think your family and friends are having fun? Probably not. If you're feeling the stress, they're feeling the stress. Just like with animals, you know how animals feel your stress? You know, kitty cats or puppy dogs, they feel that stress. Well, if you're feeling it, they're going to feel it. So don't let your family and friends feel stressed out too. If you're not having fun, you need to second guess yourself and say, whoop, time to step back. Maybe I need to change something up. So those are my three quick tips. Now, here, if you're not sure what to serve, okay, let me tell you some few ideas that you can quickly make an awesome Memorial weekend without a lot of time, okay? Number one, hamburgers, okay? Hamburgers are awesome. Now, why we call them hamburgers, I'm not sure, but make a beef burger, okay? And if you want, you can make it vegetarian style. You can get vegetarian burgers, which are awesome. Turkey burgers or bison, even better yet. Yum, yum, yum. Now, if you're trying to stay away from the extra carbs and you want to really keep to clean eating, guess what? You can put a good, nice piece of cheese on it, okay? And then add your sauce on top of there and then put shredded lettuce on top with some diced tomatoes and oh my goodness, eat it with a fork and it is stupendous. Now, of course, you can wrap it up in a lettuce wrap, but if you want to be something different, you can do that. Now, top it off with, okay, in conjunction with your hamburger, you got to have hot dogs, okay? Now, I'm all about, you know, getting the real hot dogs, but that's me. I want to know what's in my hot dog, okay? Or bratwurst, whatever you're serving there, okay? And sausages are great too, if that sounds good. But then have them ready, especially for the kids. If you're going to cook out, I would highly, highly recommend. Some kids do not like theirs charred, okay? I have one, my little Einstein does not like to have grill marks even on his. So put them on just the very last minute and put them in some aluminum foil, those few, so you don't have to dirty another thing in the kitchen, but you can have fresh hot dogs right there. They're not going to have the markings, but they're going to taste and be warm and just be scrumptious as all get out. Now, guess what? Whoever thought of mac and cheese? Oh, yes, mac and cheese is awesome. You got to have some baked beans with that. Grab a watermelon. Watermelons are pretty inexpensive these past few weeks. So grab a watermelon. You can slice it, cut it in half, and if you want to, just scoop out the middle, okay? And your kiddos can help with this. You don't have to do this. And have them just do, they can just do little cubes and just cut out cubes. Either they can use a melon ball and do it, or they can just fork it out. Or if they're old enough, they can knife it out too. Either way, okay? And it's just so easy to cut up a watermelon. And then you can just put it right back in the bowl and you're done. You're done with it, ready to serve. Put some saran wrap over it. Put it in the refrigerator till you're ready to use it. Also, another great thing for quick grabs. Number one, grapes. Grapes are awesome. So if you can, grab a pound or so of grapes. Also, little baby carrots. Seriously, don't take time to sit there and peel your carrots, okay? Remember, you're talking stress-free. So grab baby carrots that are already done, okay, for you. You can have that. You already know your ranch dressing, right? You got to have the ranch, right? So whatever your favorite dressing is, make sure you have your dipping sauce for that. Then grab your celery and broccoli too. And if you like cauliflower, grab that also. That makes something quick grabs. It's fun. If you're going to have celery, it's also a great thing to grab some natural peanut butter to have with it because the kids love to dip and that makes it really, really exciting for them. Now, quick, very, very quick, easy, scrumptious, and delicious, I guess you'd say dessert. I'll get there. Rice Krispie Treats. Oh, my goodness. All you need is, and you don't have to get the real brand, okay, of the Rice Krispies because that's the real brand, but whatever puffed rice cereal you want to use. All you do is basically you need 40 medium-sized marshmallows because now they have those big, huge honking marshmallows, right? So basically 40 of your average size marshmallows, 3 tablespoons of butter of your choice. And you probably could change it up. If you wanted to, you could use almond butter. You know, you could do that. You could do a little bit of coconut oil. Now, that's going to change the flavor of it. But when you do that, make note, okay, it's going to change the flavor, number one. But number two, you're not going to need probably as much of the coconut oil. So think about that. You may have to do, you know, plan for an extra experiment there, okay? And then you need 6 cups of your puffed rice cereal. Excuse me. See, I'm getting all choked up here because it's my mouth is salivating here. I'm like, oh, I want some Rice Krispie Treats. Anyway, they are wonderful. They will be so, they're just easy to do it. Now, the trick to this is spray your pan with some non-oily cooking oil. I'll get it right here in a minute. Your spray cooking oil, okay? Spray your pan with that. And then what you do is when you pat it all in, after you melt, you're going to take your marshmallows, right? You all I know have done this already. But this is something, oddly enough, people say they love my Rice Krispie treats. I don't know why. It's just the way I make them. I don't know. So I put all my marshmallows and my butter, and I melt them in the microwave for approximately a minute and 30 seconds, okay? The marshmallows will, you want to heat them till they double in size. Seriously, they need to double in size. And then after that, what you'll want to do is you bring it out and you put in 4 cups of your puffed rice cereal. Stir that together. Once when you get that going, then put your last 2 cups in. Put it in your, I happen to use a 9x13 Pyrex dish, just a glass bowl that I've sprayed with my cooking spray. And then I take wax paper and spray the wax paper and it doesn't stick. And I use that to mash it down. Now you can do sizes and stars if you want to get real extravagant on your design work with that. But you know what? It just makes great, great, easy, easy Rice Krispie treats. And they are so chewy and delicious. You'll get rave reviews. So that's a real quick one. Now you can change it up by adding M&M's to it. You can do Reese's Pieces. You can do chocolate chips, and you can stir those in. If you're doing that, I would recommend you use the mini chocolate chips on that. Okay, do mini size because otherwise it's too overpowering. If you're going to use the bigger size ones to put in there as like surprises, then less is more because that's going to be a lot of overload of chocolate. Okay, you can also drizzle chocolate. You can just melt some chocolate in the microwave or on the stove and drizzle it over the top. Yum, yum, yum. Now, another quick dessert thing. You can get marshmallow cream that's already done. Yes, you can. And you can take graham crackers. And this is a great little fun trick and treat for the kiddos. If you don't, or if you're not going to have like a fire pit or whatever around to do s'mores, whatever, you can just take marshmallow cream and you can take graham cracker, you know, break it in half, put marshmallow cream on one side with a little bit of chocolate. And it's fun to do the chocolate chips because they stick and they can do designs. And then they do the marshmallow cream on the other side, put it together and oh, yum. And if they want it warmed, you can actually use tinfoil, put it right there on your barbecue grill that you've had out and it's already hot from cooking the hamburgers and the hot dogs. You warm it and melt down and oh, it's ooey gooey delicious. So that's what you need to do. Something simple, okay? Really, seriously, keep it simple. You want to have fun. And remember, what is truly the reason for all of this? It's the celebration of relationships, okay? That's why I'm sitting here talking to you now is because it's a relationship that we have. I care about you. I don't care about the hamburger and the hot dogs. For all I care, you can have steak and baked potato, okay? What you can have shrimp. Shrimp is awesome. Whatever floats your boat for the celebrations that you want. But I just wanted to give you a taste of something that's very easy, that can be a lot of fun, but is very low stress. So go out and have an amazing Memorial weekend, okay? Enjoy the relationships. Enjoy your time. Because remember, if you're stressed, they're stressed too. So don't be stressed. Go out and have fun. It's going to be awesome. Blessings, loves, and lots of hugs. Happy Memorial Weekend. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.